Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Now that the holiday rush is over and there's no more real magical reason for the cold weather to be present, many people begin to look forward to spring arriving. But before the warmer weather of spring is present, there are still gardening tasks that we can put into play now so we can have that picturesque landscape later on. Planting spring flowering bulbs now is critical for proper growth and development of bulbs such as tulips and hyacinths. If you grew either of these two bulbs last spring, you may have read or heard someone mention that these bulbs should be stored in your refrigerator after the growing season until the next January. The reason the bulbs should have been stored in the refrigerator or have gone through what we call a pre-chill period is to stimulate their natural growing conditions. The flower buds of these bulbs are already present inside the bulb when we plant them in January. Bulbs are considered to be a shortened, compressed stem that are surrounded by a fleshy scale or modified leaves. An excellent example of bulbs would be an onion, garlic, shallots, daffodils, and tulips. Take an onion, for instance, cut it in half, and you can see at the basal section of the onion that it is an area of compressed stem with modified leaves surrounding it. If you were to do the same with a tulip, you would see the flower initiation or the very center of the bulb where that flower is located. Unless they receive a pre-chill period, the flower buds will not develop properly. The typical Louisiana winter does not provide adequate chilling time for these bulbs to grow and bloom properly. The bulbs should be stored in a refrigerator for at least 6 to 8 weeks before planting. Place these bulbs in the vegetable bins of the refrigerator and not the fruit bin. The vegetable bin tends to have a slightly higher humidity and will help keep these bulbs in their ideal environment. Planting tulips and hyacinth bulbs are very easy. First thing that you want to do is get yourself a high-quality potting mix and a particular pot that we call a bulb pan or a bulb pot. These pots are typically much shorter, lower to the ground, than our standard pots. Next, fill your pots with the high-quality potting mix, then arrange the bulbs close together but make sure that they are not touching. Finish filling the pots with the potting mix while leaving just the tips of the bulbs visible. Next, place the pots outside and water as needed. When the sprouts begin to show, move the pots to a sunny spot of the garden, but make sure that they are protected from extreme cold. Feel free to bring the pots inside as they begin to bloom and show their color. Having the flowers in cooler temperatures will help to extend the life of the flower. Hyacinth bulbs and paper whites, or narcissus, can be grown indoors in water using two unique methods. The first is to grow the bulb in special forcing vases, which is an hourglass-shaped glass vase. The bulbs can also be grown in bowls with pebbles and water. Be sure the water line comes up only to the bottom quarter inch of the bulb and replenish the water as necessary to keep the roots hydrated. So filling the water all the way back up to the bulb is not necessary. Only to the tips of the roots will be fine. Amaryllis and paper whites are two bulbs that do not need to be pre-chilled, meaning they don't need to be put into the refrigerator before you plant them. With all bulbs being grown in the garden, consider saving them after the growing season. In doing so, you will have a wonderful collection of spring flowering bulbs to plant in your garden year after year. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.